Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to another... Damn, dude, that is so rude. I was just getting into flow and everything. Right. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Something Taglish. And in today's Time by News, we're going to be talking about everything that has happened on the week of...
Maybe not everything.
What is the week today?
We're not professionals
of
here.
April 5th.
We're just talking about the news.
We're trying to be professionals. My goodness gracious. Today, right now, in the Manila, it is about 11:17 in the morning on Friday, April 9th. Obviously, it is going to be April 8th up there where Albert is at. Albert, where are you?
I am in California. Yes, United States.
How is everything in California?
Getting hot.
When somebody asks you where you're from, do you go, I'm from the United States of America, or do you just say, I'm from the U.S.?
I say, oh, I live in California. And then they kind of put it together and be like, all right, so let's see. You know, you can tell the gears grinding in their head. California, United States,
like, what is that?
North America, Earth. He's from Earth.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't think you'd have that problem if you were in California. But when you say, yeah, I'm from Cleveland, they're like,
Yeah, exactly.
Where's that?
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, it's in Ohio. And they're like, is that like Iowa?
Where's that?
Is that Iowa?
But when you say, hey, you know the Cavaliers where LeBron played?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah. So California.
Oh, God, I miss Ohio.
You know, it's not a problem. I mean, California is the fifth largest economy in the world. So
is it really?
Yeah. The fifth.
That big.
It's huge.
But
yeah.
Also, don't you guys have the biggest debt in all of the U.S. as well?
Maybe.
Is that not California?
Probably. Something like that.
Yeah, I thought the state of California was completely broke.
Not really. But, I mean, California has a lot of
money.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, there's debt.
Because I heard that
everybody
before.
Everybody has debt. But,
everyone's got debt.
But, you know, California also supports the smaller states like Kentucky and all that, Mississippi, they can't.
How does California?
That has negative.
How does
California? With the taxes, federal taxes, you know, that kind of stuff. So.
Ooh, that is going to upset some Kentuckians.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they don't care. Yeah.
They do, because those people are proud.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They
Those people from Kentucky and
even Ohio
Mississippi,
people, they hate Californians. Lots of hate.
Anyways. Again, today we're going to be talking about the news, everything that has happened here in the Philippines, and also everything that's happening abroad that is affecting Filipinos. And again, today is April 9th here in Manila. It's about 11:20. And over there in San Diego, it is Thursday, April 8th. So I'm going to start it off real quick. As of yesterday, April 8th, there were a total of 9,216 brand new active cases of COVID, bringing the country's total to 167,279. There are also 60 new deaths as of yesterday, bringing the total of those that have passed away from COVID here in the Philippines to 14,119. But the good news is there was 598 recoveries and a total sort of recoveries have been... 646,968. The cases in the country is still astronomical. I believe it's still more than 100,000 active cases. And sadly enough, I was just going through my Facebook feed. I believe it was on Wednesday. A Facebook friend of mine, who's an acquaintance in real life, lost five people that she knows.
Jeez.
Three friends and a family member. And there one was 28, the other one was 39, one in their 40s and another one in their 50s. So it's crazy the number of cases that are popping up. And she said that all of these cases were considered to be mild, but things escalated fairly quickly. So please, if you're out here in the Philippines or wherever you may be, please stay safe and be very, very vigilant. Wash your hands, wear the mask, all of that stuff.
Take it seriously. For real.
Yo, Crazy. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of COVID, just insane. Guess who has it?
Who has it?
One of our boy, ex-Philippine president, Mr. Estrada.
He's now
on a ventilator. He tested positive, but his son says he's recovering, but he's on a ventilator. So I don't know what that means. I guess he's having trouble breathing is what that means, right? I don't trust any images of him.
All I know is, if I'm not mistaken, his other son, he's also got a son named JV Ejercito, who was also, I believe, like a congressman or a senator or something like that. I don't know how, but I guess we're friends or we're in like a Facebook group together, and he put something in that group saying, please pray for my dad. He's got pneumonia. I guess he was doing good. Then it kind of took a step back or something like that. But the pictures I saw, he looked fairly frail. But I guess if I'm not mistaken, he's also in his 70s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope he recovers well.
Yeah. Do you remember when I think maybe he was running for mayor back in the day and he was throwing trash into the ocean? So he can pick it back up for photo shoot.
Yeah, that wasn't too long ago. That was like I was here in the Philippines then.
Were you?
I was already here. Mm-hmm. This is either 2016 or 2017. Like he was on a boat in Manila Bay. One of his assistants threw garbage.
Yeah,
and then like they scooped it up, and they also had a diver in the water pushing the garbage towards him. And it was all for a photo op, which was just insane.
That was the dumbest thing, you know. The only Philippines where you can be guilty of plunder and still run for public office. That's great.
It's only in the Philippines where you have, you know, you are convicted, felon and still run for office. Insane how
amazing
things like that happen.
It's just so crazy. Remember,
all right, this one.
Oops, never mind. No, I don't want to go back.
No, I was just going to say this was, I don't know if you heard about this one. A gentleman from Cavite died after doing 300 rounds of pumping as a punishment because he violated curfew. Now, I'm not sure what pumping is. This is the article that I read. It was pumping. Now, what circulated on Facebook was
squats.
He had to do squats.
Yeah.
Some people were also saying that he was doing push-ups. But yeah, he died 2 or 3 days after he was caught violating curfew. Now, from what I understand, he was only violating curfew because he had to go buy water or something like that.
That's what I read.
Came home, couldn't walk the next day. I think he ended up having a seizure and then passed away or something like that at the hospital or something.
300
crazy, but
is ridiculous. Have you ever tried to do... Can you even do 10 squats? Can you do 10 squats right now, Mike?
Dude, do you see my sexy body? I could do some squats.
So that's
I don't know if I could do 300.
There's right? no way you could do like... You can't do 15. There's no way you could do 15.
15. 15. Are you kidding me? Dude, I'm like an Iron Man. All right, dude, I got abs of steel.
Yeah, what?
I could probably do like 12, okay? But I can do some. I can do
You're top heavy, man. You're top heavy. So I don't know
how all the muscles.
I don't do leg day,
all right? I tend to skip leg day. I tend to focus more on my chest, my shoulders.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My core is a beast.
How?
All right.
How is those little legs going to lift up that body, man? I don't know. It's natural.
It's natural. But again, I don't think I could do 300. There's no way I could do 300. That's for sure.
Speaking of fatness, did you know, according to WHO, the World Health Organization?
Who?
Who? The number of overweight Filipino children has tripled within the last 15 years. Did you know that?
I could see it.
Yeah, especially the more affluent ones, I guess, is a lot fatter, right? Or
I would say it's a mix.
Really?
I would say it's a mix. Yeah, yeah. We were driving the other day, and it was a kid. He could not have been more than 8 years old. Right? Let's say no more than 10. This kid, I'm about 150 pounds now, mm-hmm. right? Sexy again. I'm sexy. but this kid probably weighed at least 120.
That's crazy. I mean, crazy.
This kid was huge. Well, this, he was chubby.
Yeah, that reminds me of one time I was running doing my lunch work when I used to run my lunch break at work. And I'm running, right? And I see this big kid. He's obese. I mean, you could tell. And he's shoving a stick of butter in his mouth, man.
No way.
I swear. He's just shoving. I'm like, what kind of parent? This is child abuse. This isn't even
butter.
You know?
Are you sure it was butter?
It was butter. It was a stick of butter, man. What else could it be?
Did you?
There's nothing.
You were running, you know, things. You were running so fast because I know you're a fast runner.
I'm like Flash.
Did you stop and expect
They call me Filipino Flash. But anyways, you know, I see him from the distance because, you know, he's big and I'm running. And as I'm running, I'm looking at him. I'm like, that's butter. That's butter. He's eating butter. Seriously.
That's crazy.
But I
think it has a lot to do more with the fact that a lot of kids here tend to eat junk food.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like kids here that just eat junk food.
Yeah.
We have a friend where like their kids don't really eat rice. So what they end up doing is they just to pacify the kid, right? They'll give him like chips. And you know, it's like I'm like, ugh. Like I'm lucky. Like
yeah, especially with fast food over there is growing quick.
Yes.
You know, if you go to more province area, like, you know, where I'm from in Leyte, outside of the big city, then you get like skinnier, you know.
I mean, there are some kids that obviously are gonna be skinny and stuff like that, but you know, I would probably say the middle class has more, because all I know is I'm lucky because my kids love vegetables.
That's good.
Yesterday for breakfast, they asked for sita, which is green beans, and bell pepper. Mm-hmm. I have no idea where they get this from. My eldest absolutely loves to just snack on crunchy lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
That's like her thing. And like bananas. So I'm lucky. Now, we have other people that we know where their kids don't really eat anything but junk food, which is...
Yeah. Well, you know, Filipinos under 5 years old are 2.9% of them are overweight, and on at least 9.8% of young people ages 10 to 19 are overweight. So Filipinos are getting fat.
I wonder what the percentage is of adults, because people here love, you know, everything that is bad for you or not healthy for you, right?
I mean, even, you know,
the chicken or the pig belly and things like that.
Even not just that, but with, you know, our Filipino food with like sinigang, you use powder now.
Sinigang.
Sinigang.
You call it sinigang?
Sinigang. Sinigang. God, well, so I'm speaking English, man. I got to use that
so,
accent.
Okay, you cannot have an English accent when you say a Filipino word. That's just...
Well...
I'm taking away your Filipino card. Sinigang?
Yeah,
really?
Well, anyways, my point is...
That's worse than saying, you know, Tagalog.
Po tanginamo. So, you know, they even powdered those in now. Even tinola, where it's just ginger, they have those in powdered form now. So those are...
I don't know why anybody would use ginger.
Yeah.
I genuinely feel like home cooked meals here in the Philippines are so much better. Or really just like if you go out and you're hungry, right, and you want to go eat, are so much better than it is in the States. And the reason why is you can go to a lot of like carinderia and stuff like that and get like home cooked food. I don't know why anybody would be using like that powdered stuff, because a lot of these things are readily available anyway.
Yeah.
Like for us, right? Like you can get calamansi in a packet.
Yeah,
but why? When you've got
because
grow
a lot of people,
calamansi tree.
A lot of people there thinks it's better. A lot of people think, oh, it's professional. You know,
dude,
I know you can't get any
can't
better
get
than home.
Better
from homemade
from picking it from the tree.
But a lot of people believe, you know, you've heard this before. Oh, this tastes like it's from a restaurant. You've heard that before, right?
No, I have not.
Well, I have. and it's like, I have not. It's better than you a can't, restaurant. It's
like calamansi, you can't get any better than picking it from the tree and mm-hmm. then squeezing it. Like, that's as authentic as
exactly.
it gets.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. 2 million COVID vaccines will be arriving in the country either in April or May. 1.5 million will be the Sinovac vaccine, while the other 500,000 vaccine will be the Gamaleya, which is the Sputnik or Russian vaccine. Again, this is coming from Malacañang. Hopefully, it could either be here by the end of April or by May. Now, I know a lot of older folks in my area, or at least like my aunts and stuff like that, they've been given the vaccines already. It's sort of as a mixture between Sinovac, AstraZeneca, and I think those are the only ones. Now, you know, my girlfriend's sister-in-law, or sorry, my sister-in-law, her work is offering them and also family members vaccines as well, in case we don't get it from the city immediately. So hopefully we get the vaccine quickly so that, we can ease down a little bit. But I know it's... I can't wait for everybody here in the Philippines to get vaccinated.
Yeah, me too. Especially my parents. They need it because...
Wait, they haven't been vaccinated yet?
No. No. Is there... What's the rollout?
Right now, like every city is kind of different. But like Quezon City has been doing it with the senior citizens now. What it is, it's medical frontliners. And then obviously since they... put or categorize mayors as medical frontliners, so they're now also part of the first rollout. Mm-hmm. And then after that are senior citizens and those with medical conditions.
Hmm.
So your parents should have should be getting it already.
Yeah, I'll have to contact them.
They need to contact the barangay, I think, because they're the ones that, at least in our area, they're putting out a list of who's... You know, who's up next or whatever.
Hmm.
Yeah, tell them to get vaccinated ASAP. And again, every city is kind of different as to what vaccine they're using.
Right. The Forbes list of rich Filipino billionaires of 2021 is up. And on top is Manuel Villar Jr. He's in real estate.
And MVP.
And he's a senator. Was he a senator, right?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how he made his
money. He's worth $7.2 billion, U.S. dollars.
Jeez.
I don't know how. Or, I don't know. To me, it's like, you know, if you're in a country with starving people, I don't even know. Should billionaires even exist? I don't know.
Now, I think what's most impressive about that list is the number of people with the last name C.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
incredible.
Two. I see
like, it's
three,
crazy.
Four, five.
There's a lot.
Six,
count. Keep counting. Yeah.
Six.
They make up the majority of that list. Crazy.
Seven.
Crazy.
Six.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming now. I don't know.
Are
I'm
they
assuming
all, are
they're
they all
from
related?
The same family. I'm assuming they're all related from Henry C. So
they're
I'm assuming
all,
they're
like,
all related.
Malls, shopping malls, and.
Yeah. SM.
Food and beverage. Crying
right.
out loud. Jeez.
Right.
That's insane.
Right.
Rich,
yeah, it's crazy.
It's richer. And during COVID time, they even got richer. That's like...
Some of them.
They made a lot more money.
Some of them. Yeah. Some of them. Here, since you're on there. Okay, MGI, the business MGI, which owns Max Restaurant, Pancake House, Yellow Cat Pizza, Krispy Kreme, Sizzling Steak, Teriyaki Boy, Dencho's, Jamba Juice, and stuff like that. They lost 1.68 billion pesos in 2020, which is absolutely insane. And then obviously,
they'll
recover. Losing all that money. They hopefully recover because, you know, obviously they'll recover most likely because a lot of people go out and eat and stuff like that. And their portfolio of restaurants is actually really, really cool and quite diverse. So it's just kind of crazy that a big brand or big business like this can lose that much money. Imagine what's, you know, and I'm assuming it's affected them, but it's not, you know, they're not going to close anytime soon. Hopefully not. but like imagine the mom and pops, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How much that, how much the pandemic has affected their business. So hopefully this thing ends really, really soon so that we can sort of get back to normal.
Mm. Yeah, it's crazy. The second richest is Enrique Razon Jr. And his source of wealth is ports.
Yeah, he's a ports. And from what I understand, he's the Razon family with the Halo Halo. I think they got restaurants too, but yeah.
Casinos too. He's got casinos.
Yeah, he's got casinos. He's got ports. He's donating a ton of vaccines.
Mm.
I think it's like 20 million vaccines or something like that. Like he's worked out with something with the government because he wants to. And again, from what I understand, if a business is trying to bring vaccines in for their employees, they have to give like half of those vaccines to the government. So I know he's purchased a bunch and he's giving some to the government as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of that, the PNP, which is the Philippine National Police, has 16,614 cops that have tested positive with COVID. Crazy.
And it's just past Easter, right? And have you ever seen, you know, the self flagellate? Does it happen in your area?
Yes.
Yeah? Because I remember seeing it in, did it happen this year? You see it this year?
No. I've only, since I've been here, and I've been here since 2017, I've only seen it once, which was in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Because I came here in the tail end of 2017. So I've only seen it once. And the way they do it, and this was something that as a kid growing up, we used to watch it all the time. So when I finally came back and I had the opportunity to watch it, I was like, I had to go there. So it was like, you know, all these guys pull Santo Nino or like the Statue of Jesus, right? And then right afterwards, right behind them are these guys that are sort of whipping themselves in the back.
Yeah, I used to see it in my hometown. I don't know if they still do it.
They didn't do it last year, and they should not have done it this year again.
Do you think? Think about it?
I think it's crazy. I have enough balls to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. Even Vatican condemns it. It's,
you know,
it's like, Jesus already suffered for that, already did that for you. You don't need,
go do your
rosaries, do your penance the other way.
I don't know if this is true. Somebody can, you know, correct us. And again, comment down below if I'm completely wrong. But from what I understand, once these guys are done doing it, they go on and drink.
Yeah, I believe it.
Isn't that kind of like backwards? Where you're like, hey, God, take away my sins?
Yeah. And, you know, in their mind, maybe it's just for show, but maybe in their mind, they're like, all right, I did my thing. I can go sin again because I'm all flushed.
But I don't have the balls to do that. I couldn't do that. Even like, you know, like again, when you're part of the procession and you pull, like you're one of the guys that has the rope and you're pulling, you know, the statue, like, here in my area, it's not that big, but when you watch it close, like the last time we watched it, we were literally just feet, if not inches, away from these guys, and it's crazy how like some of these guys. I might have some photos. I'll post some photos of this since you brought it up. Like the faces or the look on their faces of like how tired they are, and they don't even go that far, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that the ones that are doing it in Metro Manila,
do they still the guy? Do they still do that?
I haven't seen them nail. I don't think they do it around Metro Manila, but I believe in Pampanga, they still do that. I'm assuming some areas still like do it all.
Mm.
I don't know of any places around my area that does it.
Mm-hmm. One last question. Why did Filipinos never created a Filipino Jesus? If you look at Korean, they have a Korean Jesus. Instead, we're stuck worshiping a white guy.
The white Jesus?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm assuming that, let's say, you know how religious people are here. And you know how like the Catholic Church has has some power.
Oh yeah.
I'm assuming if let's say some Joe Schmo, see Juan de la Cruz or whatever, please forgive me if that's your real name, decides to come up with a Filipino Jesus, mm-hmm. he would be
blasphemous. All right. Do they read the Bible? I mean. Do they not know that there is race was never? Do they know?
I'm just saying.
Geographically speaking, where Jesus is from, there's no white people there.
I'm just saying. You know, that guy who comes up with that idea might not be around to come up with other ideas.
It's not the statue that we're worshiping. It's the come on.
I have no problem with. If there's a black Jesus, if there's a Korean Jesus,
I have no problem with that either.
You know, if there's a,
you know, as long as you're, okay, let me ask you this.
Let me ask you this: can there be an Indian Jesus?
Sure, it could be any. If we can have a white Jesus, it could be any race.
But like
a white Jesus is only an interpretation of whoever.
But what I'm saying with the Indian Jesus is there Christians in India?
Yeah, the country Christian, India. Yeah.
Oh, really? It's not like all Hindu
No. I mean, right
Sikh
now,
or something like that.
Hindu is very prominent nationally. We're talking about like Hinduism there is the white supremacist. Is like a.
Did you just say Hinduism?
No. Hindu supremacist. I don't know the actual word, but yeah, they hate their leader. I don't know. I don't want to talk politics in India because I don't know, but there's that sense of get rid of others because Hindu is the truth, you know, that kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, here we go. I don't know if you are on Twitter or anything like that, or if you really paid attention to the news here in the Philippines the past few days, but the Nasaan ang Pangulo? The hashtag Nasaan ang Pangulo went crazy the other night. I believe it was like Wednesday night, where netizens went crazy because Duterte did not hold his weekly public address, and rumors that he had a mild heart attack began to surface. But on Thursday, Malacañan said that the Duterte remains fit and healthy for his age. And we thank the Filipino people for voicing their concern and wishing the chief executive strength and good health during this time of COVID-19 pandemic as he continues to discharge his function as the head of the government. Now, again, this went nuts because I had friends that messaged me and was like, yo, Duterte is dead. I was like, what are you talking about? And they're like, oh, it's trending on Twitter right now that like Duterte is dead or where's the Pangulo or something like that. And I'm like, what? I guess he's doing okay, but he hasn't been seen in the past few days.
Even now?
Hopefully he's okay.
I saw pictures.
I guess they were supposed to... Well, yeah, I saw pictures too that Bongo posted. Mm-hmm. But they were supposed to have like a cabinet meeting yesterday, and they were saying that he did not attend, that it was just a Zoom meeting because there are some members of the cabinet, I think it was a cabinet meeting, that have COVID or are quarantining. So, but like, I guess his public appearance has not been around since like March 30th or March 29th.
Okay.
So, yeah, hopefully he's okay.
You want to hear some Bea Alonzo news? Our of girl, course. Bea.
Your girl.
Well, I guess there's rumors between her and Dominic Roque. And she
who's Dominic Roque?
Actor.
Oh.
Well, they're all she confirmed that they're dating. So that's Sorry, boys. She's taken.
I think that was her that like said that she wanted to have a kid before 30 or something like that. Or is that
how old is she now? Do you know?
I thought she was beyond 30.
Yeah, I thought so too, because she's been in the business for a while.
Yeah, maybe she just started young. I'm not sure. But Bea's cute. Yeah. Bea's pretty.
She's a good businesswoman from what I can tell too.
Bea's pretty. She's not as pretty as Janine Gutierrez.
Oh boy.
If you haven't seen that movie yet, go check it out. Dito at Duon. The episode is coming out on Monday, so check it out. Don't forget. Hey, listen. All right, we may. I don't know. I'll keep it a secret for now. Secret.
Secret. Okay.
Secret.
Also, secret. She says that her ex Gerald Anderson cheated on her. How dare you?
How could you cheat on Bay
How
Alonzo?
Dare you? How dare How? You?
That's not right.
It ain't right.
Okay. That's not it's right. Not That's right. not okay. You don't cheat on Bea and you don't cheat on other women out there. Women deserve our respect. Albert, how many girls have you cheated on?
Zero.
Why do you say that with a laugh that's not very
convincing?
No, because
I don't know why you're like asking. Of course
I'm just
not.
Saying.
There's no cheating, man. It's
yeah,
bad.
Albert has never cheated. He's a loyal, lovely, married guy. Mm-hmm. Never
how many,
cheated.
How,
not
many
once.
How many have you cheated on?
None. Never. Would never do
See?
Such a thing.
Gee, that sounded sarcastic.
I'm that a one a, woman man.
You sounded guilty. Man, that's my only never. Entertainment news. Other stuff are just boring. Oh, someone like interviewed an old actress who married an actress from the, I even forgot her name about what she thinks about you know. Bea be you know announcing, and I'm like, I don't care. Why
Yo,
I, interview someone? That's that. That's
I genuinely think that a lot of these like news, whatever, yeah. like they have to. They
well,
have
if
to
you're
have
if you
entertainment news,
yeah, if you have an entertainment website, I guess you like have to
begging.
Like make anything into.
Yeah, they're begging people to be on these yeah. things now. It's crazy. The Department of Transportation and also the Philippine Port Authority have converted two of its facilities, or quarantine facilities, into isolation facilities to treat COVID patients to help decongest the hospitals amid this surge of cases in the country. So hopefully, and again, these places were quarantine places where somebody that's, you know, OFWs or whatever that are flying in, they quarantine at these places, but now they're going to convert it to isolation facilities because, again, the number of cases here in the country continue to rise. So please, please stay at home. Don't go out unless you absolutely have to. Okay. We're on our second week of ECQ version 2. I tell you what, the first week, a lot of people got, you know, stayed at home, didn't leave. But now, second week is coming around. People are slowly creeping back outside. The local government, again, at least where I'm from, and I'm just outside of Metro Manila, the LGUs have slowly began to relax. And they're not, I don't know, man. It's, we have to not go outside. I don't know why people don't understand. Stay inside. Don't go on unless you absolutely have to. Please, 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 please.
Yeah.
And my last one. The operatives of the Land Transportation Office, or the LTO, on Thursday caught a van illegally transporting passengers from Caloocan out of the NCR Plus bubble, according to Emil Sumagil. This happened numerous times throughout the week, where people were trying to, quote unquote, get smuggled into the province and to try to get back home, which they're not supposed to be doing. So they got caught at checkpoints. So please, please stay, because if you guys are trying to go out to the province and you may have COVID, you're only going to expose the people that's out there. Stay at home. Don't go out.
Yeah. Filipinos, they're very social, you know. It's hard to stay inside.
No, they're just a pain in the ass.
Gotta chismes, man. Gotta chismes. Okay, one more thing. My announcement, if you are in the DC area or near it or just around it and you're craving some Filipino Jollibee, now open is a Jollibee in Westfold Mall in Huyton, Maryland. So congrats. You can now get your fat on some chicken joy. Go get obese.
Hey, listen. I think we need to save us some money, because from what I read, Jollibee is really trying to expand their network, mostly in Europe. But obviously, you know, the States is going to come right after that. So I think we need to save up some pennies.
Are they traded publicly?
I believe so. I could be completely wrong. I don't know if they're in the U.S. stock market, but obviously they're here in the Philippine stock market. So if you're looking to buy stocks, I think I would definitely buy Jollibee and hold it long term.
Oh, look at that. Jollibee Foods Corporation. It's at $3.84 right now. JBFCF is the stock symbol, I think.
Yeah. So look into that. I say we save up some pennies. Let's have the first Jollibee in all of Idaho.
Oh yeah, it's been going up. Look at that.
All right. Let's buy some. Let's put up a Jollibee in Idaho. I think that Jollibee would boom.
It did jump.
Idaho.
This month.
Idaho. Okay.
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right. So you want to put up a Jollibee in Idaho? Is that cool with you?
Yeah. I think you need, what, $500,000 to $1 million? $700,000, I think, is probably.
It's not much.
I mean, our podcast is pretty much
making millions and millions of dollars. Anyways, please don't forget to go ahead and subscribe. Download,
share,
you know, hit us up on IG, share, do all of that. If you appreciate what we're doing, if what we're doing adds a little bit of value to your day and is helping you, you know, watch Filipino movies, and it's helping you sort of, if you're a movie director, creator, writer, producer, and if somehow our podcast is helping you create something better, please let us know and please share the love. Because we would really, really appreciate it. Don't forget, you can always touch base with us on Instagram. We do respond. You know, to everybody's messages. I take a couple of hours out of the day and respond to all of these messages that we get. So we really, really appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you. Subscribe, follow us. That would be
helpful. If you don't have any more, check out our podcast. We're going to be talking about, or the podcast where we discuss Dito at Doon is going to be dropping on Monday, April 12th. So check that out. Albert and I still need to record as to what the next video or movie that we're going to be reviewing, but definitely check out Dito at Doon. If you haven't seen that movie,
ideas from you guys is always welcome.
Love Dito at Doon. All right, love it. Check it out. Great movie.
He loves the actress more.
Yes, yeah. Jeanine Gutierrez, you are absolutely beautiful. I can't stop thinking about you. And what
you
would
go,
have happened?
Can you interview? An interview would be great.
Yo, she would be really, really cool because I really want to know, you know, how does her sinigang taste?
Well, we'll let our people reach out to her people.
Sounds good. Our people talk to your people and we can talk about that. But with that said, and again, my name is Michael. I'm all the way out here from Metro Manila. And Albert is all the way out there in San Diego. Albert, say goodbye.
Bye. Yeah.
Peace.